Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's May 26, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 13, 2002.
Well, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that little surprise visit from the rock of my church, Peter. But Peter was supposed to tell you that Linda is performing an emergency mission. She's sending some emails on the other computer, and you can hear her typing from time to time. And that's why she's not here. We want you to know that. But we must go on and keep doing these, so I have to do it by myself again. Our young friend Paul sends this question. Lord, my mother is very skeptical. She says no one is supposed to know your comings and goings. This is a secret that no man is supposed to possess. How is it that Demetrius knows your comings and goings? Paul, your mother is absolutely right. According to the Bible, no man is to know my comings and goings. But the thing is, Demetrius is not a man. Demetrius is not of this world. His body is human, but his soul is from heaven. His soul is one of those that came to earth long, long ago. So though Demetrius has human flesh, he's not human. He is like me. He is not of this world. So he may know my comings and goings. He's not human. He's not a man. And that is how he is able to do the things that he does, and why he works with me so closely, because we are so much alike, Paul. Your mother is absolutely right. No human being, no ordinary person can know my comings and goings. But Demetrius is one of my kind, is one of my people, and he is a servant of heaven. Therefore, he knows my comings and goings. The Bible is never wrong, Paul. But the Bible does not include everything. There are some secrets that were not put down in the Bible because those who wrote the Bible didn't want mankind to know them. They wanted to keep them to themselves. But every word in the Bible is true. It's just some things aren't there. And I hope you understand.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Back in the 70s, I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland about a young man who becomes a superhero. The guys in the afterlife don't like it much, but the girls sure do. Check it out at www.voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. We're back! Nazarene, on November 13, 2002, you said you had two angelic warriors for each person in the world. If this is so, why are you having such a hard time fighting the creatures of darkness if you have so many angelic warriors to fight with?
Because, Alora, those angelic warriors have the whole world to cover. They have many things that they have to do. They have to be a lot of places. We cannot take all our angelic warriors from other things to fight battles with. We must use whatever resources we have. If we were to remove our angelic warriors from other places, those places would collapse. The demons would take over there. So we can only bring so many resources to each battle. We can only bring what forces we can spare from other fights. We are in battle constantly, Alora. Every day, every hour, there is something somewhere where the creatures of darkness are trying to do evil, and my angelic warriors must fight it. There needs to be three spirit workers for each person on Earth, so I'm a single short. No, actually, other people fulfill these missions also. But my angelic warriors are needed. My angelic warriors are not the only workers in the afterlife. I have many, many other workers. But the angelic warriors are constantly fighting the creatures of darkness all over the world, and we cannot stop those fights to fight someplace else.
I don't know how you guys keep track of it all, Nazarene. You're great.
Sheer stubbornness, Laura. Sheer determined stubbornness. That's how we do everything. We're just too stubborn to give up. We just keep fighting.
We'll be back again.